Thank you so much for being here. I'm gonna start here. Yes, the healing at the pole. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share with my brothers and sisters. Please be with me and use my voice to speak what you want to tell us today. And we pray that the Holy Spirit show us the wisdom that is in this passage, in the scripture. We love you. Please be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So let's start. Next slide, please. We have been seeing some encounters that Jesus had. So he first find the, how do you say that name?
Nathaniel,
yes. And he was invited by Philip to come to see Jesus. He was kind of accepted or accepting. He didn't believe because he said, can anything good come out from Nazareth? So, but anyway, he came and see Jesus and have this conversation and he gets transformed. He started believing, right? And then the second person that this the gospel tell us is Nicodemus. Yeah. He came by himself to he was looking for Jesus and he started this transformation right after after the conversation with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he finally apparently he was converted because he defends Jesus. Do you remember when he defends Jesus against the Jews? And also when he helped to build Jesus, right? So, and then the next person was the Samaritan woman. She didn't come to see Jesus. She was not looking for Jesus. It was something that happened, right?
Right.
And it is amazing how she tried to avoid others because she came at noon, right? When it is so hot, nobody goes to the well to draw water. So, and she found Jesus, and Jesus, actually the Samaritan woman was kind of rude to Jesus in the very beginning. And then Jesus broke down all these barriers, cultural, social barriers, and started this conversation with her, and she got transformed. Also, there was a four people, the royal official, who he came to Jesus begging for help to heal his son. This four person get transformed. But today we will talk about this invalid man in the book. How do you say invalid?
Invalid, yeah.
Okay. Invalid. Yeah. Invalid guy. And we will start reading. Yes, there. Let me go to the scripture first. Yeah, it says, sometimes later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of Jews. Now, there is in Jerusalem near the sheep gate a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lay the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him laying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, do you want to get well? Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool. When the water is stirred, while I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. And then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is that? Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was. For Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I am too, and more working." For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. And not only he was breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal to God. So we will stop there. And the first thing that I want to do is just think in the next slide, the character of this man. Well, first, the verse 4 is not in most of the version of the Bible, right? But if you go to the King James, you will find that the verse number 4. Because the scholar think that this verse was added later to try to explain why those people were around the pool, because they believed that there was an angel that used to come and steer the water, and the first one that got into was the winner, which is kind of hard to believe, because God, I don't think God is making races like. And your mark said, "Oh, and the first is the winner." No, right? It's not the way that God helps you. Yeah, it's not the way. So, but the disabled people, they believe that. It is curious that the temple has the pool, and they were there in the pool, but not praying to the Lord that is in the temple. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Maybe they were looking, I don't know, maybe in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. So, yes, so some as Polar says that this is kind of superstition, but anyway, so the next, yes. Let's see the condition of this man. So this man has been disabled for 38 years, right? And he's not the only one. There are more around the pool. And the question is this man looking for Jesus? Is he seeking for Jesus? The answer is no. He didn't know Jesus. Mm-hmm. Is this man looking for God? I mean, the other person I mentioned, the Samaritan, at least Nathaniel and Nicodemus, they were looking for Jesus. The woman didn't, but she believed. She started believing. So let's see what happened with this man, right? So he's not looking for God. He's in the temple. He's not. He's trying. He's focused in getting well, which is normal. If I am in his place, I probably would. For 30 years, I don't know how hard being died in that situation. I never been there, so probably I would, yeah, do the same thing. But I mean, if I am not Christian, probably I will do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So this man is focused to be physically healed rather than finding some connection with God. Mm-hmm. However, the miracle healing demonstrates that God can do, his power is enough to do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And he took the initiative and he reached out with him and Jesus healed him. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, and the other disabled people were not important to Jesus? Because sometimes we are very, we judge whatever, and we think, no, that should do in this way, not in this way.
Right.
And I was thinking, they were not important to Jesus, because there are a lot of people there that need to be healed. Jesus didn't heal everybody. So do you think that Jesus wasn't fair for not healing everybody in the pool? I'm trying to think this. We will talk about this on Wednesday. So it was Jesus unfair because he didn't cure everybody. How do you deal with this kind of situation where God apparently is not taking care of everybody? In your opinion, God is not taking care of everybody. You say, why you are neglecting my family or my situation, right?
Yeah.
So just try to think about that. So in verse 12, the Jewish asked him, who is this fellow that told you pick it up and walk? The man had no idea. Why the man had no idea who was that? Do you think that the conversation was so quick that he didn't even see Jesus' face? Or maybe he saw him, but it was an strange that, I don't know, who is this guy, right? Or maybe the man was so focused on the miracle that he couldn't recognize Jesus. Maybe he was so happy, right? You know, being disabled for 30 days and then you can walk. Maybe he was so excited, right? But also, in the verse 12 says that, no, in the verse 13 says that Jesus had slipped away. Mm-hmm. And maybe Jesus didn't want to call the attention. Yeah, I don't know. The point is that in the verse 14, says, later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, see, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you. Mm-hmm. So that word later can, that day was Sabbath, right? What is was Saturday or
wow.
Yeah. When we celebrated Sabbath. So the festival used to last more than a day, right? Maybe this happened days later? I don't know. We don't know. The point is that sometime later, Jesus found him. And Jesus warned him to stop sinning. Which may suggest that the man's spiritual understanding need to grow, right? Maybe this man was not very faithful, right? So the man, and what this man do? Verse 15. So he had cured, and then he talked to Jesus, and then what he do? He went away and told the Jewish it was Jesus who had made him well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do you judge that? Is he... Yeah, we can be very, When I read this, I felt like, wow, he's not loyal to Jesus. Maybe this guy felt a lot of pressure by the leaders that he tried to please them. Or maybe not. Maybe he was not thinking about it, just he said, they answered, they asked, they answered. That's it. Maybe, I don't know. But the point is, maybe he didn't even think in the consequences that telling the Jewish leader what would happen to Jesus, because it says that after this, so because in the verse 16, so because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecute him, right? So this action of this man can be interpreted that the man was ungrateful, maybe. I don't know. I'm making questions to try to think about this. And maybe the man may not have fully understand who Jesus was or the significance of his actions. So, but what about you and me, right? After receiving the grace of God, sometimes we can fail to respond, right? So it's very easy to be critical or criticize this man's actions, right? But let's try to see ourselves. How we respond to this, to the compassion, to the love that God has shown us, right? With faith, with faithfulness, with gratitude, especially when you are under pressure, right? When you are pushing, somebody's pushing on you or things like that. So, but let's see the compassion first. Before this, we will see the compassion and grace that Jesus has. So, Jesus was loving with him, and Jesus healed him even when this guy didn't recognize him or he was not looking for him. So sometimes we have the tendency to prioritize self-preservation and social approval, just like this man, right? Yeah. So Jesus healed the man without requiring anything in return, right? He was not expecting, this guy will be the next leader or would help me. I mean, he just did it. Don't you think that God is amazing? So he can be good to us even when we don't realize.
Amen. Amen. So,
and then in the verse 14, Jesus called him to be transformed. He said, stop sinning or something worse can happen to you. Right? So this is something really amazing, because Jesus is not interested only in the physical transformation of this person, but also the spiritual transformation. And it caught my attention that he said, stop sinning, right? Or something worse may happen. So among the Jewish, there was the common belief that suffering illness was related to sin, right?
Right.
But I don't think that Jesus mean that, because later in John 9, the disciple asked him why this man was born blind, because of parentings, and he said nothing related with that. So I think that Jesus means something worse, spiritual, right? Because like the judgment of God, right? He means something. And Jesus is calling this person to live in holiness and in obedience, right? He's trying to, yeah, open his eyes so and follow Jesus. So, and finally, what I want to say, this, after Jesus did this thing on Sabbath, the leaders start persecuting Jesus, and Jesus says to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I am too." So it is interesting how they interpreted the Sabbath. Let's read in Deuteronomy 5 very quick. We are almost done. Don't get sleepy. Deuteronomy 5:12. There. So it says, "Observe the Sabbath, the day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you should labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you should not do any work, neither you nor your son or your daughter or your servant or manservant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals." So they understood that do not work is not carrying on your man, or they make several rules, right, to specify, because God didn't. But there are some other scriptures that help us to think that it was not the right interpretation what the Jewish understood by keeping the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. So, and Jesus is trying to give them the real meaning of Sabbath, yes. Right? And the point is that they start persecuting Jesus even harder. And yes, so what I want to close this is, do you think that this man, the invalid man, became a follower of Jesus? Do you think that he got transformed? I don't know the answer, but we will talk on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Jesus already knew what will be the response of this guy, and still he showed grace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was different with the others that Paul Rosehan explained, the Samaritan woman, the Nicodemus? So let's think about it, and let's think in ourselves how we respond to the love of work, right? So, thank you so much.